The increasingly cashless society came to interstate highway travel in Massachusetts this year, while multi-million dollar transportation projects forged ahead. The state switched to an open road, all-electronic toll collection system on the Massachusetts Turnpike with a promise that both time and money would eventually be saved. Gantries straddling the highway at 16 locations scan a vehicle's EasyPass transponder or photograph the license plate to bill the driver by mail for the toll. Minutes after the new system was activated in October, contractors began to demolish the old toll booths at 23 locations between West Stockbridge and Boston. Highway Administrator Thomas Tinlin said it was smooth sailing for the first commute with electronic tolling.
This morning went really well, and I do believe that the credit goes to months of planning, coordination, and execution. But the real credit goes to the traveling public.
Part of the advanced planning included an aggressive campaign to distribute tens of thousands of transponders, even to infrequent turnpike travelers like Loring Staples.
If you don't, you're going to get all these surcharges and everything else. So that's why I got it.
The biggest highway construction project in western Massachusetts in decades stayed ahead of schedule in 2016. The reconstruction of a 2-mile elevated stretch of Interstate 91 through downtown Springfield was on a pace to finish up about 6 months ahead of schedule, or by the end of December 2017. MassDOT boss Stephanie Pollock said it's a result of good weather and early completion incentives for the contractor on the $183 million project.
They're working real hard. They intend to get every dollar of those incentive payments, and that's great as far as we're concerned. We want to get off the viaduct as soon as we can. We know that the day-to-day, there's some bad days for the drivers out here, but when that project's finished, it's going to make a big difference. So it's ahead of schedule.
An $88 million restoration of Springfield's derelict Union Station that was decades in the making was just weeks from being finished as 2016 neared the end. Congressman Richard Neal, who pushed for the project beginning when he was mayor of Springfield in the 1980s, is thrilled with how it's come out.
It's been done with a great regard for detail and a very refined approach to restoration. And the inside is going to in many ways replicate what it once looked like, including the restoration of the clock. And many of the touchstones and the tasteful sense of restoration, I think, have been honored.
Efforts to get more trains to someday stop at the new station continued in 2016. Tim Brennan, executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, signed an agreement to work jointly with MassDOT on a pilot program for a commuter train between Greenfield and Springfield.
But we got to be aggressive, and I think we have to be all over this in terms of advocacy. Anytime we're trying to introduce or reintroduce rail service in the western part of the Commonwealth, it's a harder sell.
After years of planning, a $1.2 million federal transportation grant was awarded in 2016 to build a regional bike sharing program. Starting next summer, people will be able to rent bikes at locations in Northampton, Amherst, Holyoke, and Springfield for recreation and short trips. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.